It's 8:32 here on Quicksland this morning. We're going to focus on the Mid-Mo Youth Football League. Bobby Godwin joins me in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me.
Pop your mic up there. When we say Mid-Mo Youth Football, now you've got your little Spartan gear on here. You help lead up the Spartan program, but this is part of an entire league, right?
Yes, so we've got the North Central Youth Football League, which is comprises of Mexico, Centralia, Boonville, Southern Boone, Brookfield, Macon, Mobley. So those are all the teams that make up the North Central Youth Football League.
All right. Mobley's a part of it. What grades are we talking about, or what age groups?
So grades 3, 4, 5, and 6 is tackle football, and now we've added cheerleading as a part of the dynamic of what we have here going on. So this is our second year of doing that.
How is participation in the league?
So participation is basically at an all-time high. Last year, I think we had 121 kids that are playing tackle football, and this year we got a little bit less than that, but it's still over 100 kids, which is absolutely awesome for, you know, you think about 4 grades, over 25 players a grade. So that's really, really nice.
That's a lot of equipment.
A lot of equipment. And so this year is kind of a special year for us that helmets are going to last 10 years. So this is a year of replacing those. So we're in a project of actually getting our helmets replaced with some newer technology. The helmets today are much safer, and that's what we want to put our kids in.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that, because safety is obviously the number one priority, especially when you're talking tackle football here. Yeah, helmets wear out, and you want the best equipment for the youngsters, and those aren't cheap. So do you need some help, financial help? You'll take donations.
Yes, we sure will. So if you're interested in helping us, we've got a number of ways that you can help. We're doing actually a drawing now, a donation drawing for a 55-inch TV and also a deer rifle. So if you're interested in doing that, call me at 660-464-0332 or email us at midmoyouthfootball@gmail.com. Would love to have you help us with that.
Yeah, because one thing that the league strives to do is not pass along that cost to families, right? So there's no charge for the equipment when these kids sign up, right?
That's absolutely correct. And I think for at least 20 years, the registration fee for our youth football program has been $50. So for $50, the kids come in, they get the practice and game pants, they get shoulder pads, they get a practice jersey, a game jersey, a helmet. And so that's all a part of that $50 piece, where in other organizations it could be up to $300.
Mm. Bobby Godwin, my guest, you have been involved at all levels of football, from playing to being a high school coach. Now you're with the youngsters. So what is your focus when you're directing 3rd through 6th grade kids through this sport?
I think what I believe in is how football transformed me. You know, I grew up with 5 brothers and 4 sisters and grew up down by Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I didn't realize the importance of education. So football was a tool that actually opened up the door for me to be able to attend college here at Missouri State, and that opened the door for me to be able to walk out of there with an engineering degree and move into corporate America. That's kind of paved the way for me to move different places, have different experiences. And I know, based on my family history, my parents actually being janitors and businesses, that would not have happened without the game. So we want football to be more than just what we do on the football field. We want them to understand the importance of leadership and being respectful in the classroom. So there's an interesting dynamic where kids are actually holding each other accountable in the classroom. And if someone gets in trouble, they know they got to see the coach after practice, because we want them to be respectful and have the tool set to actually be great men, not just great football players.
Yeah. So I everybody can hear the passion in your voice for the sport. So do you interact with these kids? And how do you interact? Is it more than just on the practice field?
Yeah, so we do. We kind of follow up with them. So every day, today is Wednesday. So Wednesday's the day to go to Brass Ground Elementary, the Spartan table. So as the kids are coming through for lunch, we interact with them and have a Spartan table set up and talk about their day and talk whatever their conversation wants to be. And I get an update on behaviors for the day and different things like that. But it's been very, very interesting just to hear the kids open up and talk about the things that are important to them and what they would like to see happen with our program. So it's been really neat to do that.
That's awesome that you follow up off the field as well. We all like to win football games, but that's not the most important thing in this league.
So we want to develop players, you know, and develop young men is what we're doing. I mean, I think football is important, But at the end of the day, you know, you'll look back at it and your last game was 30 years ago. we want them to be able to have the foundation to be able to take the challenges, knockdowns that life's going to give them, to be able to get back up, try again. I mean, with football, the wonderful thing about it is you always get a chance to learn from your mistakes and actually apply some corrective actions and then go out and try to do it again. And I think that's what we want to do more than anything else is not make the game more important than the player, right? So what that looks like is if we have a player that doesn't perform at the level that we wanted to perform at, we don't make it a personal attack on his performance, but we try to make how do we learn from what we've done wrong and build that kid up to make him feel like, hey, listen, I can go out and do it because coach believes in me.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to have for our players. And I think those are the things that make football have affected me most in life.
Yeah,
having those positive coaches.
Bobby Godwin in studio with me, learning a little bit more about Mid-Mo Youth Football League. Who's helping you out?
So we've got six great coaches, Shane Adrian. So he's got a host of guys that have helped him for a number of years, and he serves on the board. Jim Smothers is our fifth grade coach. And so Jim has done an awesome job. So he's got an interesting dynamic. So he's got his son Will and a number of his teammates from last year's high school Spartan team that have just come right out of – like instead of school to work, maybe field to work. So they graduated last year. Now they're out helping us with youth football this year. So great group of coaches there. Our fourth grade coaches are Adam Maris and Matt Tidings and a number of different guys that played under Coach Ambroson back in the day. And our third grade coach is a gentleman named Ron Dixon, and we've got some parents that are helping him out with that third grade age level. And then we've added again cheerleading. So we've got Coach Shauna Gilbert. She actually serves as MACC's cheer coach that has helped develop our little cheerleaders. And then we've got a number of high school cheerleaders, Lachlan Adrian, a number of different other seniors that are helping us with coaching those our third to sixth grade cheerleaders during the practices.
That's awesome. Now, when you line up the schedule, are all your teams get to play at the same time, same, or do you go different directions?
So we all play. We play at different times during the day. So our third grade will play at 10 a.m., fourth grade at noon, fifth grade at 2, and then sixth grade will play at 4 p.m.
But you are able to keep them together same day then?
We are, yes, sir. Yeah.
So what's still to come on the schedule if folks would like to watch these little guys play?
So we've got two home games that they can come out and participate in. The first one is this weekend versus Southern Boone. So we'll be doing that game, and it's a different location than what we normally have. So normally we would play at Howard Hill Sports Complex. But this week we will be out at the high school football field, and our kids are looking forward to it. You know, the new turf that's there and that new environment. I think we've got a bunch of fired up little Spartans ready to play Southern Boone.
And that'll be Saturday or Sunday?
This coming Saturday at 10 a.m. is the first game.
Throughout the day.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. And then the following weekend, you've got a home date.
So following weekend, we'll play Brookfield, and we'll be right back on the high school football field with Brookfield as well. So they'll be coming to town.
And you mentioned you've got a drawing going on to help raise some funds. Can folks maybe participate in that when they come to these games?
They sure can.
Somebody
yeah.
out there.
Yeah. So we'll be doing that. Just go to concession stand area. We'll have a booth set up there for us for you to make a donation if you'd like to make a donation and get in on that donation drawing.
Yeah. One of the big questions is in youth football: do you put them in flag or do you put them in equipment? What have you found to be the most successful? And I know that's something Cody considers all the time as well.
Yeah, it's a progression, I believe. I think if we can get them started in flag, that's absolutely perfect because it teaches them to compete, really. And you get the basic fundamentals of blocking and flag pulling and learning plays and getting in the huddle and understanding cadence. So all the foundations of football are started in flag, and then you move them to tackle is what I think. I think some schools actually starting their kids with tackle in first and second grade, I think that may be a little bit early. But flag football is very, very important, I think, to help them develop. Another cool thing that we're doing this year with our helmets that we're replacing is we're giving them, not giving them away, but if organizations would like to make a donation to the Little Spartan Youth Football League and you want to have a trophy helmet for your office or something like that, we will make those helmets available with our Spartan logos on them, the sword, Mobley, on the helmets, or numbers on the helmets, and those types of things.
I know it's important for continuity to build a program, and this time of year, Cody McDowell's very busy with the Spartans and keeping his program at the high school level going, but is there interaction and continuity with the younger group
too? Absolutely. I think Coach McDowell and his staff and the players have been absolutely amazing. I've not seen this level of engagement with a high school program actually, like during the summertime, having a camp where the youth football players can come out, learn offense and defense, go through all the different positions, understanding the fundamentals of those, and like it's a very good investment. The kids get a chance to interact. I know when I was a youth football player, the high school football players, that was God and it was them. Like they were like the role models,
yeah.
And I really looked up to them. And so Coach McDowell and his players have made themselves accessible to the youth football program here, and it's been awesome.
Well, that's great. Any other message you want to pass along to our listeners before we wrap up?
Well, we've got a big push going on again with our donation drawing, and we would love to have you help us with that. If your organization's interested in having a trophy helmet, we'll be replacing those helmets and look forward to having you support us. Please contact me at 660-464-0332 or email us at midmoyouthfootball@gmail.com.
Well, the program's in great hands because Bobby's running it. Thanks for coming in, Bobby. I love their passion and continued success, and hopefully folks will get out and support your program.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, Bobby Godwin joining me in studio here on Nick Quick's Land this morning at 8:43.
When it's time to plan for your next building project, contact Bossville Wholesalers. Hi, this is Naomi. We take pride in providing